You've been muted. To unmute.
We live? Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6 p.m. on June 8th, 2020, and this is the open hearing for the budget from 2020 to 2021. Guess I'm showing my age. Purpose of this public hearing is to receive public comments on the proposed budget for the fiscal year 2020 to 2021. Official notice of this public hearing was posted on the town's website and bulletin board on May 26th and was advertised in the Iowa Gazette on May 27th. Thus meeting the meeting notification requirements. Proposed budget highlights. The proposed budget includes the following highlights.
Is the meeting happening?
Yes, it is. Can you hear us? I'll start over, I guess.
Okay. Hello, can you hear us now? Anyone out there? Can you hear us? Okay.
All right.
Here's my bet on the question.
You're probably correct.
Suddenly something ended.
Here's my bet on the question.
It's not necessarily a budget question, but kind of is.
Well, I mean, is it anyway?
Yeah.
That's my bet on the question. Here's my bet on the question. Is it?
We need a way to put their names in.
You got any others to bet on? That's my bet.
No, that's probably it. You are now joining. Or
we think somebody's going to ask that during this budget.
You've been muted. To unmute yourself, press *6. You're no longer muted.
Should be live.
All right. Can those folks on the phone hear us?
Can someone press?
Yes, thank you.
Excellent.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for telling us.
We'd already started the meeting and believed everybody could hear us. So we'll begin again. Call to order. This is June 8th, 2020, and this is the open budget meeting hearing. So the purpose of this public hearing is to receive public comments on the proposed budget for the fiscal year 2020 to 2021. Official notice of this public hearing was posted on the town's website and bulletin board on May 26th and was advertised in the Iowa Gazette on May 27th, meeting the notification requirements. Proposed budget highlights. The proposed budget includes the following highlights. No proposed tax rate or general fund fee increases. Changes to the water and sewer rate structure, residential, commercial, and out-of-jurisdiction water, 10% usage-based rate tier increase, residential, commercial, and out-of-jurisdiction sewerage usage fee, 10% based on rate tier increase, changes to the stormwater rate structure, residential and commercial stormwater, 14.8% rate increase, and we classify duplexes as residential units. Addition of one full-time employee to the fire department, cost of living adjustment of 1.6% for the employees merit increases of 2.75% to reward employees who have performed above expectation. There'll be more details associated with these things if there are questions. Marlon?
So I thought what we would take a look at, since Mr. Mayor, you very well explained the highlights of the budget, I thought what we would look at is what's changed since the presentation that I made at the May Council meeting. So what I have, slide number 3, just shows what the budget was for each fund that was presented in May, from the general fund down through the beach protection fund, and what changes have occurred since that presentation on May 18th. So slide 3 just summarizes that. I have a little more detail because even though it shows the general fund going down by $10,765, so it's a little more behind that. So slide number 4 kind of shows the detail. And in regard to expenditures, there was one increase actually since the last, since that presentation in May, which for Public Works, adding the Oceanfront Park restroom cleaning service for 10 weeks. So that added an additional $2,000. Then most of the other items, in fact, all the other items relate to events being canceled. So the community center canceled their annual barbecue, so that reduced expenses by $1,500. There's been Boogie in the Park concerts canceled, as well as some of the children and family programs. So those two resulted in a reduction of about $8,000 for Parks and Recreation budget. And then we've been told at this point that the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce has canceled at least the first two concerts. So they usually have 6 concerts, and Curie Beach contributes to those concerts. So I added this also, a reduction of 1/3 of what was going to be provided to the Chamber of Commerce. Now that one, make sure the council agrees with that. I thought, again, since if they're not doing a third of the projects, that we should reduce that contribution by a third. So
more than fair.
The other side of it, though, is so that's a actual decrease overall in the proposed general fund expenditures. But the revenue side is a little trickier, because I had mentioned in May that I wasn't overly confident with some of the numbers for sales tax, and we have seen some new numbers. So I've actually reduced our sales tax revenue by $100,000. So that means that really from where I started to where I am right now, I've reduced sales tax by about 20%. And
how's the lag on that? So when does sales tax come in, quarterly at the end of the quarter, or is it further lagging?
It comes in monthly, but there's a two-month lag.
Two-month lag.
So the end of this, we'll get April sales tax on Monday, the 15th. We'll probably see some numbers maybe by maybe Wednesday at the earliest, but probably by Thursday to see. Right. And I expect that the April numbers are going to be the worst of any of the
numbers. I think so too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, this is just sticking with us being conservative.
No, I'm with you. And then is sales tax across the state base, or is it in the county?
Well, there's two components.
Right.
Across the state and county.
So it's both. I couldn't remember. Thank you.
But everything I've been reading is about 20% is what most people statewide are.
Right. And that's where we're ending up from what I would have budgeted to where we are right now. So, in addition, since as I mentioned before, barbecue was canceled for the community center, removed that revenue. Just a minor increase in a rebate that we get from using the BB&T purchase card, so that's just a minor thing, but I added it on at this point. But the bigger change is to increase the appropriation of fund balance to balance our budget, so that's increasing it by almost $92,000, so that it's actually bringing that appropriation now up to $117,400. Mm-hmm. Again, not something we typically do when we're preparing our budget, but I think in this case, based on all the uncertainties, I think it's a good option at this point, and you know, we'll hope that some of the revenues, in particular sales tax, picks up, you know, some at points in time during the upcoming fiscal year that, that we won't really be using much out of our fund balance.
Yep. Well, I think a combination of sales tax recovering and some of the expenses being controlled, moved in or out, will help us essentially manage that to a low number. So this is conservative. This is your conservative review based on the latest data.
Correct.
All right.
In addition to, even though the Powell bill fund showed no change, I did also make a change for that, which was to reduce the allocation that we received from the Department of Transportation, reduce it by 20%. I then increased the appropriation of fund balance that we were going to do for some paving projects. You know, this is just another fund that we'll have to kind of monitor what happens and determine what level of, you know, paving projects we do during the course of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But net effect is zero, but it is just a little bit of change in the revenue for the funds.
Okay.
So that's really the only changes, you know, since the May presentation. But if anyone has any questions.
Okay. It'll be a challenging year, to say the least.
Right. And we will talk about, you know, the counseling, you know, whether there are certain things that maybe we have to, you know, delay or defer to
right.
kind of see how things progress during the year.
For every council meeting, there is a monthly report against the budget, and we all need to pay attention to that.
Yes, so, and that's critical, I guess, that review
yes.
by council of how things are progressing during the fiscal year.
In case any other adjustments need to be made during the year.
Can someone mute your phone?
We have a fire alarm going off. If you could mute your phone.
Is that a fire alarm?
Sounds like huh? Sounds like, you know, an alarm where the battery's going down. We all have experienced that.
At 3 in the morning.
Usually in the evening. Anything else you want to share, Arlen?
I think at that point, I think we covered everything in the last meeting, and again, these were the changes since that point in time. So.
Okay, depending on any questions that we might receive once we open the microphones here, we may need your support in some of these items.
Sure.
How many on the line?
We have 8 on the line.
8? Okay. Well, we'll open the line. This is a public hearing. So if you have questions, bring them out.
I have a question.
Okay, name and address.
My name is Deborah Andrews. Did you say April 8th?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Okay, 425 South Third Avenue.
Okay.
My question is the changes in the storm water rate structure. I noticed that on here it says that they're changing the duplexes from commercial to residential. Can you please expand on that and explain why that change is necessary?
Sure can, and I'll ask Arlen to get into a more descriptive answer for you.
Well, it's not actually changing it from commercial to residential. I mean, it was just another level of residential. So we're basically treating all residential units now the same. Residential unit could be a condominium that a building has, you know, 4 units, each unit will be counted as a residential unit. So that's the same theory and philosophy that will be used for duplexes.
Does that answer your question, ma'am?
Was in the past, was there a difference? I know that the rate for the commercial, the residential commercial is 14.8% increase, and I just didn't know if that Do the residential, does that only include the duplexes that are not rented out or not used for income?
No. I mean, because even if a duplex is rented out, it's not considered a commercial business. It's a residence that's, you know, that the owner, you know, is elected to rent.
Yes, so even the STRs are considered residences.
Right.
Yeah, the state of North Carolina, ma'am, doesn't allow us to treat short-term rentals as businesses. We've wanted to do that, but the state of North Carolina, the legislature specifically excludes those. So all of the rates, the commercial rates are for commercial businesses that register as businesses, the restaurants and the hotels. All the other short-term rentals in town are treated at the residential rate for trash, water, and stormwater. And then as we looked at the stormwater fee this year, we recognized that we had not been treating it like we do all the other fees, and we just corrected that in this budget so that they're treated the same with their water meters, their trash, and their stormwater, which is as two residents. So that's what happened with that. Did that answer the question better?
Yes, I just kind of new to this meeting and everything, and I just was wondering if has there been any kind of additional projects to cause the fund to go up, or is it just to catch up?
No, it is. So over the last 2 years, we've spent
$2 million. A little more.
I'm looking at Arlen to get the exact number.
Probably. Over the last 3 years or so, we spent
about $2 million.
What we do with that fund is we let it build up and then do large stormwater projects across the town. We just had a stormwater assessment, which we're still reviewing, which will result in other projects this fall and into the following year. So that's why we set the fund fee. We will review it again once those projects are scoped out, because it may not be sufficient. But we knew that it was coming, so that's why we adjusted the fee rate. Stormwater is a big issue within the town. We continue to work to stay ahead of it. We definitely want to make sure that we protect everyone's property from stormwater issues. And Hurricane Florence highlights some issues which we've worked on for the last year and a half, and we'll continue to work on those as the systems get older.
It sounds like a large number, but you're going from 871 as a residential unit. We have a proposed monthly fee of $10. The fee across the year is approximately $15 increase. So the number 14.8% is what we're telling you. It sounds large. It's not really a large number, but go ahead with the rest of your questions.
I was wondering if, when I know that the rate is based on the size of the lot that the houses and things are on, was it ever considered that there would be a formula to determine, for example, you know, you have one size lot, and two people have the same size lot, and one has a huge building which occupies 90% of the lot, whereas you have, you know, the older homes which are smaller, and their homes don't take up as much of a lot. I didn't know if there was any consideration of a formula to determine the usage of the lot for someone to pay more or less, because I just know that around my home, I've been having problems with, you know, the large duplexes. They take up so much of the space that a lot of, you know, water or things like that are running onto the properties that were lower, that were, when they were built, they were at the maximum. But now, since, you know, the larger properties are coming and they're building up their properties, you know, the usage of the lot is just completely different between the real estate. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does. So in North Carolina, about 10% of the cities and towns use what you're talking about with your formula, which requires you to look at every property. The other 85% of towns use a similar formula to what we do based off the property usage. It's just similar for staff, and that's the what we adopted when we first put in the stormwater system. So the town considered the house home when we set that back in 2002, I guess, whenever it was, something like that. We looked at both paths, and we just chose the simpler one, since that seemed to be the majority of towns and how they dealt with it.
Okay. Are y'all considering adding more storm drains to other properties that may be lower when the new houses and things are being built so high?
So if, as first off, when someone builds on their property, they cannot run stormwater off into a lower adjacent property. What typically happens is the properties were running water past in an undeveloped lot, and it gets blocked and they have problems. The Public Works Department works with individual property owners. We will put stormwater drains on the public right of way if requested, and we've done that at a number of properties throughout the town over the last 4 years. Some of those properties that are so low they're below street level actually have put in mechanical systems to pump water out of their hole, basically. My property is a perfect example of that, where I had to build a berm because my property was built before East Street was paved, and so it was too low when East Street got paved. So if the water is on public property and you need a catch basin, contact Public Works and we'll put that on the list. If it's private property, then that's a private property issue, and we'll work with you to try to help you, but that's the responsibility of the property owner.
Yeah. Generally, as we put a basin into on town property, it is generally the responsibility of the owner to get that water to that basin from their property. But like David says, he's the liaison of Public Works. Public Works will look at it. They can have recommendations for you or, you know, guidance on what they believe is necessary.
Okay. I haven't had very much of a problem yet, except that my neighbor was flooded twice last year, which it, you know, it hadn't been happening. I think it was called every time I speak, I hear extreme feedback, so it's like it's very hard for me to get anything out. But between the houses, there was a water line that was being, that had ruptured twice. And that caused part of the flooding, but also from the immense amount of rain and the pool overflowing. But there's two pools in the duplex adjacent to my property, Patty Corner.
Okay. Ma'am, I'm going to request that you call Public Works. Give them your address,
okay,
and they will come out and take a look at it, because we are now moving to a personal issue as opposed to a budget issue. But clearly, please call Public Works, and they will come out and take a look and give you what guidance they can.
Okay. Our swimming pools, is that a state rule that they're not considered part of concrete or a housing structure?
I'm not sure that.
I'm not sure your question, if you're asking, does that count in the impervious surface of their property with the ordinance in the town? Yes, they do. So if, I think it's 3,500 feet out of your 5,000 foot, 50 by 100 lot that can be covered. I'm not sure if that's the exact number. The building inspector's not here, but swimming pools count in impervious surfaces. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And again, as the mayor said, we're going to move on to budget questions. I'll be glad.
Okay.
My email and number are on the town website. I'll be glad to discuss stormwater issues with you if you need to, but we're not going to tie up all the staff and the other people on the phone with a budget hearing. So thank you, ma'am. It's on the website. You're welcome to contact.
Thank you. What was your name again?
David Hagler, Commissioner of Public Works, the mayor pro tem.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hagler.
Commissioner of Public Works.
Okay, do we have any other folks with questions? Do you have anything, Beth?
No, I have not received any.
Okay. I can only deduce that the other seven don't have any questions. Therefore, I would accept a anybody? I thought I heard somebody start a question. I guess not. All right, I will accept the motion.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all.
Are we out?
No.